You're listening to the Sean Salisbury Show on SB Nation Radio. It's time for the Wrath of Sean.
All right, you guys join in with this. Okay, this is kind of a wrath, and right from the start. I'm seeing more trends, fashion trends. Okay, whatever happened to the day of just a pair of nice blue jeans or a nice navy suit? I understand the tapering of that, and I get how the new look, and now the suits that are fitting tighter. I don't understand the Joe Paterno look with suits that are 4 inches too tall, that are 4 inches too short. I can't stand it. What?
Rain. He doesn't want to get the
pants. Yeah, but I can't stand it. You spend $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 on a suit and great, a nice tie and a nice shirt and a crisp, nice white shirt and all that. Whatever happened to those days? A nice navy shirt, red tie. I mean, a nice navy suit, red tie, and a white crisp shirt. And then they were tapering these things down, and they're 4 inches short. And I look at the guy and I say, listen, I think I understand fashion, but why would I spend that? Because in 6 months, that's going to be out of style. You're seeing all sock that much between the bottom of the suit pant and the tape and the shoe. When it used to be, okay, want the break a little bit over the first part of the lace and near the tongue where it breaks down. I understand tapered and fashions change a little bit. But some of this can never be in style, like the romper. Okay, have you seen the new look?
The onesie?
I saw one guy. You know, it's the full suit. I mean, when I say it's a pantsuit, but the pants are there, it turns into shorts. Romper, and women know what I'm talking about. The fashion's out now that guys are wearing these. Look at these clowns. This sucks. If that's fashion, then you know what? Then here, look at this. Okay, I remember wearing a powder blue in one of the James Bond movies. Sean Connery wore it. Well, Sean Connery's just a cool dude. He semi-pulled it off. There, look at him. See? That's still weak. Okay, that's still... and I'm Sean. James Sean. That's Bond. James Bond. Shaken, not certain. Now, listen. If you wear this and you're a guy, number one... First of all, go get a shot of testosterone, okay, from your doctor. Two is, if you wear this and you're a guy, give your wife her suit back or the Goodwill. Three is, if you wear this and you're a dude, I want your man card debunked and you don't get it back. Now, I don't care if you what you can't you can't wear that. You just can't. That's horrible. Okay, Barrett, if you say one thing that you like that look.
I've never seen them before right now.
It's the new style. So I understand fashion. I understand fashion changes, wide lapels, tight lapels. That we used to have the baggy suit that some guys wear now. Oh. We want it fitted, great European style. That's a good look. I don't like it where it's fitted too tight at the top, where the buttons pull open like if you breathe too heavy, it's going to pop and hit the guy in the forehead to make it so tight that it looks like it's three-sided, like a schmedium when it shouldn't be. If you're a 42 long, wear 41 and a half long to tighten. I know that's kind of the look, but the pants that are way too short, these Nizzut hugger jeans now, and you can read a quarter's date in the back of their pants. Not good. That's a bad look. These tapered sweats at times that you can't fit. You couldn't slide a doggone ruler in between your ankle and the cloth. A little too much. I get that changes, but that. A romper on a dude? And if somebody says, well, Sean, everybody should be able to choose their own fashion, and that's intolerant. Yep, it sure is. Send one of my sons home with one of those outfits on. Watch how far that steel-toed boot goes up right up their cutter. Okay, bam! Right at that ain't happening in my house. Okay, if you wear that around me, a guy, you can't... I don't get it. Barrett, don't you dare say you like that look.
Here's the worst part.
I'm
going to
say this. I don't dislike it.
kidding, right?
That's the first time I saw it.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not, like, totally against it.
What? Why don't you put a pair of pumps on, too? Now, if you're a female and you're a guy, if you're in a transition period, I'm okay. If you're transitioning, I get it. No problem. I'm not against that. I do have plenty of tolerance for that transition. Yeah. If you're a dude and, hey, man, Brian, let's go. We're going to go watch Michigan play Southern Cal this week.
No.
Oh, hang on a second, Brian. Which romper should I wear? The khaki one?
Do they make them themed?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, take a look at that. Hey, the guy with
those ones aren't.
See,
nice.
This guy's got he's sending out mixed messages. He's got the real rugged forearm tat, and then he comes out with the khaki drawstring romper.
All right, I want you to envision this.
James Sean.
Picture this, guys. Now you have to go to the restroom.
Yeah, that's my question.
Squall, you do what the guy that wears that would do. Squat to pee.
No, you don't. The whole thing is around
yes,
your ankles.
You got to do that's what the girls got. Hey, could you unzip me? Really? Look at this clown.
Oh, yeah, it's a zipper.
Yeah, look at this clown. Look at this clown. Barrett, are you going to wear... Think about you and your pale skin in one of those. How about the polka dot one for you, Barrett?
I actually like the polka dot one. Now, see, I would have to try one on and see how it looks. I'm not saying I'm for or against it. This is news to me. I've never seen these things.
Look at them now. What do you mean it's news to you? You're not against those. Boys in Boston...
I'm saying I'm not against them.
Hey, your fellas in Peabody... They'll love this look. Yeah. Try that one on them. Take that home to mom when you go to church at your local Catholic church. Try that one on. You want to do that?
Like I said, I'm going to try one on, see how it looks.
Where do you get these?
I've never seen them anywhere.
Well, I'm sure you can order it online, Barrett.
I mean, clearly they're in now. I mean,
No, don't say the word they're in. They happen to be appearing.
Yeah, okay? They're appearing.
This is going to be it's in and out this
they
trend.
Could be in
Stop
soon.
It. Stop. Women, go ahead. That's not
I love a romper.
Don't wear your wife or girlfriend's clothing. And yes, I am intolerant of that look, and I ain't ever wearing it. You ain't have enough money to make me wear
that. I don't think they make one that would fit you.
Let me say this. Sheesh. People thought that the World Wide Web, the internet, was a fad.
Do not compare WWW to a man wearing a romper. Your man card's taken away.
My question.
I never said I would wear it. I said you're considering.
You're a joke.
What do we got to do to get you in one?
I'll tell you this. We'll put a poll question up, and if there's 5,000 votes, I'll wear it on the set.
Oh,
I will wear it on the set.
5,000
with
votes.
With open-toed sandals to boot.
I may just wear one
with open-toed sandals. No, you won't.
You don't need 5,000.
You know what I'll do? You wear one in here. Guess what I'm going to do? See that camera up there? You'll be our ornament for the rest of the show with it on, okay?
Oh, hanging from it?
Yes, I will be intolerant of that outfit. That's terrible. If I don't want to be what I'm not, you can't beat them, join them. No, but bottom line
you
is
take 100 shots, you know?
Whatever, some cliche out there, that's cliche. Don't you ever wear that. I will slap you right upside your red head. Oh, strawberry blonde head.